Iraq has stopped pumping the more than 2 million barrels of oil it normally supplies to the international market. It's protesting the new sanctions proposal the United States and Britain are trying to get the United Nations to adopt. OPEC oil ministers are meeting today in Vienna. NPR's Mike Schuster reports it's not clear how they'll respond.
Iraq's decision to stop oil exports is an attempt to block the Bush administration's plan for new so-called smart sanctions against Baghdad. The essentials of this new plan are that all civilian goods would be permitted into Iraq, but specific military items would be prohibited. Oil revenues would remain under the control of the UN. The plan would try to stop the smuggling of oil, which has generated hundreds of millions of dollars in uncontrolled revenue to the government in Baghdad. The smart sanctions plan is still under discussion at the UN. Last Friday, the Security Council renewed the old oil-for-food arrangement for just 1 month rather than the usual six, in order to continue negotiations on smart sanctions. This angered Baghdad, which shut down its oil pipeline yesterday. Iraq's UN Ambassador Mohammed al-Duri said Iraq wants all sanctions lifted.
We are determined to kill the new regime of sanctions. We shall not implement the oil for food formula if it incorporates the new vicious additions by Americans and British. And this means that we shall halt oil pumping, and the consequences are known to everybody.
OPEC officials were quick to say they will permit their production quotas to rise to cover the shortfall from Iraqi oil, but that's what OPEC officials always say, and their actions don't always match their promises. Many experts say right now there's plenty of oil in supply at the current $28 per barrel, and that rising gasoline prices in the United States are more a result of a shortfall in refining capacity. Rod Al-Qadiri, an oil analyst with the Petroleum Finance Company in Washington, says the nations of OPEC are likely to see some benefit to them in Iraq's move.
OPEC is going to look at inventories, going to look at the balance of fundamentals, and actually try and use the Iraqi suspension to their advantage, to their efforts to defend this price basket. In the longer term, however, OPEC is there. It's certainly key members of OPEC have said that they will respond. They will bring barrels onto the market to compensate for the lack of Iraqi oil.
But only a few of OPEC's 11 members are now not pumping at full capacity. Experts say Saudi Arabia, the cartel's leader, and perhaps Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates could raise their production, but won't do it until they see worldwide crude oil supplies begin to decline. Some might wonder why the government in Baghdad would deprive its people of free trade in civilian goods, something it has demanded ever since sanctions were first put in place in 1990. U.S. and British diplomats say what the government of Saddam Hussein really wants is the use of oil revenues to rearm and rebuild their weapons of mass destruction. The new plan does not allow that, says Jeremy Greenstock, Great Britain's ambassador at the UN.
Iraq doesn't like it because it prefers the status quo of very low relief to the Iraqi population, which leaves them in control, and no inspectors on the ground to control weapons of mass destruction. Both of those things are bad for the Iraqi people and bad for the international community. So Baghdad is on its own in that respect.
It is not yet clear whether the smart sanctions plan will be adopted by the Security Council. There is no agreement yet on what should be on the list of prohibited items or on the details of how to stop oil smuggling or how to inspect civilian goods bound for Iraq. None of this directly addresses how long Iraq may withhold its oil from the market and what effect that will eventually have on world oil prices. Mike Schuster, NPR News.